Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sidebar with John Duran. It is Friday, April 5th, 2019. I have got the cold, the flu, the thing that everybody has got that's going around. And so I had to bring in a couple special guests to help get me through my coughing spells today. We are joined in studio with Karen Oakham.
Hello, Karen. Hello.
Welcome back. Karen, of course, has been here on the show many, many times, and she's going to be co-hosting with me today.
Well, I'm going to be filling in the blanks when you stop.
Well, it's every time I cough. And
like
our first,
now.
like right now, if you've got this thing that I've got, man, it has been brutal for like 5 days, constant coughing. Ugh, hate it. I got the flu shot. It didn't take. I have no idea why not. But here we are. So, Karen, you're going to have to do a lot of the talking today.
Okay, once we get started, you want to introduce?
Yeah, we've got Hernan Molina. Hernan Molina is the legislative guy for the city of West Hollywood. He was my deputy at City Hall for many, many years. Has his own, of course, television personality, radio personality. And here he is. Welcome, Hernan.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
He is a brilliant Argentinian, right?
Yes, born and raised in Buenos Aires, and this accent is not fake.
It is not fake.
There are other things that are fake.
It is not fake. So, welcome, Hernan. I'm glad you're here on the show with us as well. Hernan monitors a lot of what happens around legislation. Why don't we get into that, Kara?
Well, let's start off with the what's happening in Sacramento. Equality California just put out an advisory, a memo. You can go on eqca.org and look up all the bills that they're sponsoring, which are a number of first in the nation bills. But Hernan, we were talking about, before we got on air, we were talking about PrEP.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, frankly, there is still a lot of confusion around PrEP, and especially now that we don't exactly know what the Trump administration is going to do. So it's very important to know what the state of California is going to do.
Exactly.
To mitigate the confusion. So why don't you start off talking about SB 159 by Senator Scott Wiener.
Yeah, Senator Wiener, who represents San Francisco, is one of the senators who represents San Francisco, clearly a very progressive guy, someone who truly gets it, introduced this bill, which basically mimics the situation that women had with emergency contraception medication, like the Plan B, for instance, in which a woman who suspects that could be pregnant because she had unprotected sex goes to a pharmacy, and the pharmacist, after screening the situation and what the patient reports, basically handles over the Plan B medication. This basically will do that. And the bill was amended in the Senate Health Committee. One of the things that changed is that before the prescription can be handled, they will do an HIV test. If it is confirmed that it's negative, the person still is given the medication. If it is HIV positive, of course, the person is referred to care services.
Let me stop you right here, because there may be some people out there who don't know what PrEP is.
Yes.
And why it is so important.
Yeah, so that's a great idea. So PrEP it stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. And PEP is post-exposure prophylaxis. You had unprotected sex with someone, that person, you don't know if he's HIV positive. The person may not even know his or her status, and therefore you need to do something about it. It has become a way of stopping the spread of HIV. Of course, one of the problems with that is people gave up using condoms for the most part. We have other problems, very serious problems, with sexually transmitted infections, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. Gonorrhea, unfortunately, has developed into resistant to medications.
And
which is a
high
huge,
rates.
Exactly. Particularly here in Los Angeles County, yeah, but also other counties across the nation. And in Los Angeles County, we have the problem is that the county doesn't have enough funding to fund all the services. Thank God for Supervisor Sheila Kuehl here in Los Angeles, who has, among her peers, has led the fight to get the state to appropriate more money. But that's a different conversation.
Well, and we also need to take note that there are a number of people who are staying away from PrEP because
exactly.
the government has backed PrEP. And there are a lot of people who say, wait a second, you know, Tuskegee? Does that sound like Tuskegee to anybody? They're very afraid of anything that the government says, we're going to put these pills in healthy bodies in order
exactly.
to stop the spread of HIV. Well, and they go, well, wait a second, aren't there side effects?
I've been, this year it's going to be 30 years that I've been HIV positive. I tested HIV positive, and as a one of the earlier patients who was treated with AZT monotherapy when that was the only thing that was available, the only thing we knew, of course there are side effects. These pills, and because there is something called fast tracking of the medications, there is no longitudinal studies. Clearly, you had to sort of weigh what's the priority. Is it to prevent infections or to make sure that what we are giving is absolutely safe and wait 10 years to release it to the market? That was the problem then. It continues to be a situation now. Not so much of a problem, but it's kind of like a decision to how you prioritize. But going back to SB...
But PrEP brings you down to zero, right? So that there is the boon.
PrEP prevents the infection, prevents the virus from attaching itself, basically.
Right. So that they're saying this is a way to
exactly.
get to zero infections.
Exactly.
By doing this.
To cut the chain of transmission.
That's right. But at the same time, there's still problems about access, which is why this bill is so important. It seems
exactly.
to be treating this PrEP as if it was regular old birth control.
And it should be, in a way, because it's not controlling birth issues. Mm-hmm. It's controlling the spread of something that is much worse to our community in the sense of lives that have really taken and the impacts to the health system, to the nation itself. One more thing about this bill that it's very important. Health plans for people who have insurance would not be able to say, before you get the prescription, your doctor has to see you, or before you get the prescription, we have to try something different, which is usually what is done in managed care, which we are not going to give you the most expensive medication, we are going to give you something better. No, this one says that the pharmacist made the decision, the health plan has to fund it.
So there are other bills that we'll come back to talking
Absolutely.
About. I hope I... John?
No, you're good. I'm just holding back the cough here. So, Hernan, I know you're doing federal stuff, too. Is there stuff happening on the federal level that LGBT people should be focusing on right now?
My focus is not so much the federal government, to be honest with you, right now, because we have so much going in California, but I will come back to you on that one.
All right. I know Karen's been working on
the Equality Act. Karen is probably more on
top. We focused on it last time around. Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the conversion therapy, because one of our guests that's coming on today is
yes.
John Bozeman, who was very successful at getting Google to remove the conversion therapy
yes.
app from its application. So when we come back from commercial break, let's talk about that, and we'll kind of prep up for John Bozeman's visit later this morning. Thank you all for tuning in to Sidebar with John Duran here on Channel Q.
The new Channel Q.
We are talking, Karen, about the reparative therapy and conversion therapy bills.
And, yeah.
Hernan, and I know you had a role to play in all that, so.
Well, and let's start out by talking about discrimination to begin with. I mean, we get to conversion therapy, so-called conversion therapy. Anytime we talk about it, we should put air quotes around that, please, because that's a made-up concept. But before that, one of the things that Hernan and I were talking about in the first segment was about the legislative bills that Equality California is putting forth. And one of them has to do with, it's called bias-free child custody
yeah.
Determination. It's SB.
Yeah.
Hernan, take it away
and please
put it in context.
Absolutely. This is Senate Bill 495 by Senator Maria Elena Durazo, who was just elected last year. This is her first year in office. But by far, Marielena is a person who has been a powerhouse. She has been one of the key leaders in the labor movement here in California, someone who's absolutely respected, and some people fear her. And when you look at her, you say, wow, I was expecting someone perhaps of a bigger size. She has a bigger than... a big size personality, but at the same time, she's a very wonderful person when you meet her. And what, one of the things I was telling Karen before we went on the air, we came back on the air, is the fact that, and John and I were working together only 18 years ago, Carol Migden had a problem, AB45, and Lalan Lufaso was her chief of staff at the time. She was having a hard time introducing the adoption bill. Mm-hmm. We didn't have marriage. Prop 8 was not even in the horizon at the time. We are talking about 2001. And look how far we have come.
Well, and part of that had to do with the whole mythology which you fought during the life when you were with Life AIDS
Lobby.
Way back in the 80s.
And
yep.
As an attorney, the whole notion of gay people as sexual predators.
Exactly. Yep.
So how in the world are you, you know, anybody, you have this innate bias that has existed for millennia, it seems. See Celluloid Closet or read Vito Russo's book on called Celluloid Closet about how this mythology about gay people, LGBT people as sexual predators has become so ingrained in the people's consciousness.
Exactly. The social construction.
Right, exactly. So they didn't even think they were having a bias, these judges and
legislators. Well, and this is exactly what...
Thank you.
Yeah, you gave me a great intro into that one, because this bill basically addresses the bias that every human being, but particularly when you're making in a court of law, in a family court, you're making a decision, the judge is making a decision, which deciding who is the best custodian person to a child whose parents perhaps have become neglectful or are unable to care for the child. And what the bill basically says is that the judge will not make a decision using sexual orientation, gender identity, sexual identity. None of that will play into, and that is so important. That's why I wanted to mention that at the beginning, because what's so awesome is Marielena Russell, who is an ally of our community, and labor has been an ally of our community, of LGBT community, it's a straight woman, it's a grandma. Nobody had to explain these issues to her. However, only 20 years have gone by since what I was mentioning at the beginning, Carol Migden being one of the first lesbians elected to office, Jackie Goldberg, mm-hmm. introducing AB, I believe it was 67, the first marriage bill, which Jerome Horton, who is now or was in the Board of Equalization, walked away because African-American church leaders were basically persecuting him to force him not to vote on the bill. These are things that happened only 16, 17 years ago, and I'm saying this because as a 51-year-old man, Gen Xer, not
You're
baby
51.
Boomer.
You're 51. Wow, I didn't know. When did you pass?
Yeah,
and that's amazing.
Yeah, people say that I'm 32.
Well, 30 years with HIV is, you know, I'm so glad you're at 51. Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying, because, you know, there are listeners, obviously, who are in their 20s, who see all these things happening and said, how awesome. For us, who have been around a longer time, we have that perspective. And some of us forget mm-hmm. how easy we have it now, but how difficult it was at a time, obviously.
Well, you know, I'd actually like to interject something here. Virginia Uribe mm-hmm. just passed away.
Absolutely.
She's the founder of Project 10. And John, you remember this very well. She went up against Traditional Values Coalition, Reverend Lou Sheldon, mm-hmm. who you tangled with.
The Satan, or
famously.
He called me the Principality of Satan, that
yeah.
I'm a city of Satan, is what he called me.
Well, here is this woman who is a science teacher at Fairfax High School, who in 1984 saw these LGBT kids dropping out because of being bullied, because of a whole host of issues. So she started secretly hosting a support group, if you will, in her science classroom during lunchtime. And then Lou got a hold of that notion and started saying, oh, the gays are recruiting these kids. So, I mean, you know, first of all honor to Virginia Uribe.
Yes,
and thank
absolutely,
you.
Because she created a
she
space, a positive
away in
space.
Los Angeles.
For
you didn't,
Glisten,
you didn't mention that she passed away this week.
Yeah.
No,
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I got into this.
Okay, sorry.
But she established through Project 10, Glisten, Gay Straight Alliances, all that that we feel
beginning.
Is freedom now, you know, she started when there was nothing.
We love you. We love Richard.
Yeah.
And you know, this also brings me, and I know we have to go soon, but this is a reminder what we are talking about today and what is happening to our community in a positive manner and also in a not positive manner, because we haven't touched on the challenges that we are facing. This reminds us of the importance of voting.
Yes.
So many people say, why am I going to vote? Well, you vote because you have to elect the right representative, the one who's going to carry your values.
Right, and the center is opening their new campus.
Hold on. We can't go to another subject, Karen.
This weekend.
We got a break for commercial. We're coming back with John Bozeman, who did the conversion therapy, ripping that off of Google after the break. Thank you for listening to Sidebar with John Duran on Channel Q.
The new Channel Q.